Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, Two Takes at a Movie, currently playing in theaters and streaming.
The Power of the Dog stars Benedict Cumberbatch, Kirsten Dunst, and Jesse Plemons.
This gothic arthouse western is the first film from acclaimed director Jane Campion in over a decade, and it's an adaptation of Thomas Savage's 1967 novel.
The story begins in 1925 Montana on a cattle ranch. The landscape is as much a character as the rest of the cast. The mountains dwarf the people, giving a sense of isolation. The plot is frustratingly slow, but there's potential in the characters' motivations.
It's the tragic tale of a despicable cowboy who makes life miserable for everyone on this cattle ranch. The real questions are what makes him tick and will he get his comeuppance?
This western has a homoerotic theme, impending violence, and vengeance.
You know, Susan, this dark character study is beautifully crafted and skillfully acted, but it's all a bit too ambiguous for its own good. It's one of those movies that causes critics to flip and general audiences to shrug. You know, Susan, while Cumberbatch is getting most of the attention for his performance, Kirsten Dunst is equally good as his sister-in-law, whom he drives to drink. And Cody Smith McPhee also makes an impression as Kirsten's milquetoast son, who winds up having an unexpected major impact on the story.
Russ, I thought the acting and the story's ending absolutely made the slow buildup worth it.
Well, Susan, in spite of its deliberate pace and its stubborn ambiguity, you have to admit that The Power of the Dog still has a quiet power. I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.